Let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O God. We come before you, Lord, and we humble ourselves, asking you for mercy and for grace. O Lord God, look down upon us right now while we are praying, O Lord Jesus, and we ask that you will search our hearts. Whatever is not right or pleasing to you, Lord, please be merciful and forgive us, O God, and take it away from us, Lord. We ask that you will remember us during this broadcast, that you will send your anointing, O God, that you will bless us tonight with the blessings that we stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, we call on you, Lord, because there's no other help we know. You are the author and finisher of our faith, and we're coming to you in faith, Lord Jesus, asking for your help tonight. Please, Lord, send on help. Move by your spirit, O God. Manifest your powers In the name of Jesus, we're down here waiting on you, Lord God. Work miracles, Lord, while we're waiting. Heal the sick while we're waiting, Lord Jesus. We're praying, God, that you'll come to the aid of those who are in trouble right now, God, asking that you will intervene in the name of Jesus and work things out. Lord, fix it, because only you can, my God. We know you have the power. There's nothing too hard for you. We're looking to you, Lord Jesus. Do it for us right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for strength tonight. Strengthen us where we're weak. Lord, build us up where we're torn down. Lord, we come bringing all of our burdens. We lay them down before you. All our cares on you, Lord, because we know you care. We are asking you to do it for us, Lord. Fix it, Jesus. Work it out, Lord God. If you just speak the word, it shall be done according to your word. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, God, that you will bind the enemy on every side. Destroy the works of darkness. Lord, move the hindrances out of our way, that we may go forth and do your will. And that soul that's desiring to be saved, Lord, that soul that's waiting for their breakthrough. Oh, my God, stop by, Lord Jesus, and save, Lord. Deliver, my God. Give them that breakthrough. Help them to come through, Lord Jesus. Lord, hear that prayer. Hear that cry in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, an answer according to your will. And, Lord, we pray a special prayer for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, she has a special petition before you, asking that you will grant it unto her. And let it be done according to your will, Lord. We believe you together. We are touching and agreeing. We are asking it in faith. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we praise you, oh, God. We ask you to remember those on the prayer list, one by one, name by name. Bless them, Lord Jesus, while we are praying right this moment. Move upon them, oh, God. Send your anointing, Jesus. Oh, Lord, whatever they stand in need of, we are praying, God, that you will make your holy visitation and that you will bless them in a great and a mighty way. Lord, remember all of those who have requested prayer, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord, grant them their petition. Let it be done according to your holy will. We thank you, Lord, for this broadcast, oh, God. We thank you for those who have tuned in and listened, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for being so merciful. We thank you for giving us another chance to call upon your name, to minister on this broadcast. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you've already blessed us, for how you're blessing us right now. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your mighty name. We lift you up, Lord God. We give you glory and honor because all belongs to you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh, God, for your people everywhere. Oh, Lord, we thank you for our leaders, Lord. We are asking you to continue to bless them and anoint them, oh, God. Help them to lead your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, bless the church at large. Help us, Lord, to unite as one. Oh, God, mend our hearts and let us be one, Lord God. We believe it, Lord, and we count it as done. We give you thanks. We praise you right now, Lord, and we're asking you to accept our prayer. We're asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to our host for this evening, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond on the line as well. At this time, the broadcast is in the hands of Evangelist Khadija.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our Vice President. Pastor Jackson is our President, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our Vice President, is the Southern District Overseer and Pastor at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And we also have, amen, we also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May. Amen. And she's from our headquarters church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read the opening scripture, and it's taken from the 112th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 112th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. And to the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man sheweth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 112th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10th verses throughout its entirety. We just want to thank everyone for tuning in. And if anyone would like a copy of the broadcast tonight or any broadcast that has gone forth, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, that's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice, title 1 school. Added to our prayer list, we have Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, who is requesting special prayer. We also have Lazar Dimas, and we want to continue to pray for Alicia Smith, Will Mills, Deacon Johnny Valentine, Angela Setti Jr., Curtis Berry, Glarnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, and all the bereaved families and all those who are requesting prayer at this time. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Hope Ministry is on. The phone number for no access code is 551-258-5271. And on Thursday, that's 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Myrtle Huff, host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministering Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And if you'd like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you'd like your name added to the prayer list, we can leave your petition, your name, or someone else's name via text, and I'll give you the number to text. And if you'd like to, you know, tell a testimony or send an encouraging word, you can text us at 410-209-7503. Again, that number is 410-209-7503. And also Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock p.m. via teleconference, where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to try to sing a portion of this song. Hear my prayer, Lord. Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. I know you heard me praying so many times before. I need you. If you don't come, I'll perish. I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. I'm your child, Lord, and I know that I belong to you. I'm your child, Lord, and I know I can't live without you. But Satan tried so hard to make me doubt you. But I'm so glad I know, so glad I know too much about you. I'm waiting down here at the river. Will you come, Lord Jesus? Satan don't want me to cross. No, Satan don't want me to cross. But I'm waiting down here at the river. Will you come, Lord Jesus? If you don't come to my rescue, I'll be lost. I'm your child, Lord. And I know that I belong to you. I'm your child, Lord. And I know I can't live without you. But Satan tried so hard to make me doubt you. Oh, but I'm so glad I know. So glad I know too much about you. So I'm waiting down here at the river. Will you come, Lord Jesus? Satan don't want me to cross. No, Satan don't want me to cross. I'm waiting down here at the river. Will you come, Lord Jesus? If you don't come to my rescue, I'll be lost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words and introduce our speaker.
Glory to God. Thank the Lord for the opening prayer and for the scripture reading and for the beautiful selection sung on tonight. We are waiting down here. We are waiting on the Lord to come by and bless us, and we believe that he will. I thank God for that beautiful passage of scriptures that was read. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord. If you fear the Lord, you are blessed. Glory to God, and his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The Lord was talking about the security of the godly. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever. Because you know, when God is in your life, You're going to be merciful and gracious to someone else. You're going to be willing to help someone else and help someone to come to Christ. I just thank God that was a beautiful passage, and my heart is encouraged through the reading of that word. The Bible says he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. And that speaks the sentiments of my heart. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord, because I know he cannot fail. He will not fail. And I look to him to do what I ask him to do. So we just continue to trust in the Lord. We also can have that security in God. I thank God for all things. We want to encourage every listener to continue to listen in and receive a blessing from the Lord. Now, at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Amin, a beautiful woman, God, in the Lord. So she's going to bring us the word tonight. So let us open our ears and be attentive to the word of God as she brings the word of God to us on tonight. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly thank God for this broadcast. Thank God once again for all of you who are listening tonight, for your prayers and for your support. At this time, let us prepare for the word of God. Let us put our minds on the Lord and listen to hear from the Lord. And we're going to say a prayer, and then go to the word of God. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, O God, for your word. Lord, we ask that you will feed our souls, that you will minister unto us, O God, and send your word, Lord Jesus, to a soul that's discouraged, encouraging them. Oh, my God, that soul that's in pain, that's hurting. Oh, my God, I pray, Lord, that your word will be soothing and that it will take away the pain and the hurt. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, move by your power. Let the glory of God be revealed. And whatever the needs are, Lord, we know that your word, it has the answer for all of our needs. We thank you, O God, and we ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the broadcast tonight. Just thank God for the scripture that was read, the song of praise, and also for those encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, let us go to the word of God. And tonight, I will be speaking from the book of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30, and Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, Isaiah 55, 1 through 13. Praise the Lord. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And I ask that you pray along with me tonight. I would like to start with Isaiah 55, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken diligently unto me, ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And now going to St. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the word of God. And tonight, the title is Seek Ye the Lord While He May Be Found. And the theme is, He's Listening for Your Cry. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the messages of Scripture and just beginning to think on the goodness of the Lord. And even the title, Seek Ye the Lord While He May Be Found. The Lord, he reaches out. He stretches out his hand. He gives that invitation for anyone to come to him. And in Isaiah, this was the prophet that we refer to as the one having an eagle eye. In other words, seeing way down into the future and prophesying the things of God to come. Hallelujah. And in the 55th chapter, verse 1, it says, Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
The table of the Lord is spread. And the feast of the Lord is going on. The Lord is inviting us to come without money and without price. Hallelujah. We can have everything we need if we would seek the Lord with our whole heart. Praise be to God. And the Lord began to point out in the second verse how this question, wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? This is not feeding your soul. This is not profitable for you. Why do you spend money on those things and your labor for that which satisfies not? You're not satisfied. You're laboring, you're heavy laden, and you're not satisfied. But here the Lord is saying, hearken diligently unto me and eat ye that which is good. Hallelujah. And let your soul delight itself in fatness. The Lord is concerned about our soul. He wants us to be saved. And then many times there are things that will separate us from God. It's not that his hand is shortened that he can't save, or his ears are heavy that he cannot hear. There are some things that we allow to come between us and our God. The sin, the iniquity, some idol, idolatry, things that people just idolize, people that they idolize. Mm-hmm. These are the things that will separate us from God. Hallelujah. And we wonder why, when we cry out to the Lord, that seems like he just won't come and save us out of our situation, or he just not hearing our prayer. Glory be to God. Yes. But God is extending the invitation. As Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Hallelujah. There's no doubt whatsoever, but this is a promise from the Lord. You shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. I would rather cast all of my cares on Jesus and take his yoke upon me and learn of him. I would rather have his yoke upon me. Glory be to God. I would rather have his burden upon me, which is light. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know about you, but if you've been carrying around burdens and just wondering what to do, not sure what you can do, I want you to know that you can cast all of your cares on the Lord. If you would just come to him and seek him while he may be found. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of God will not always strive with man. And sometimes God is striving with souls, and they refuse to hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord. They refuse to give up their ways and turn from their ways. They refuse to obey the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. But hearken diligently unto the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. And he will surely bless you. You can eat that which is good, and your soul can delight itself in fatness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you were incline your ear and come to the Lord, hear, and your soul shall live. You might be walking around, and if you haven't had your sins forgiven, you walking in pleasures, you're dead while you live. Hallelujah. Yeah. But you can have life abiding in you, an eternal life that Jesus will give you while you're walking around on this earth. And you can have eternal life abiding in you. Praise be to God. If you are willing to hear the voice of the Lord, if you're willing to hearken and obey his voice, then your soul shall live. And the Lord promised that he would make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As the Lord described here through the prophet Isaiah, behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Oh, praise God. God did that for David. And those are the sure mercies of David that God gave himself. Hallelujah. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not. And the Lord is calling. He's calling all, anyone who is willing to hear, anyone who is willing to hearken to the voice of the Lord. He's calling you. He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor, no matter what your nationality is, no matter where you are, where you come from, or where you're going. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Hallelujah. And nations that don't even know God, the Lord declared here that they would run to you because of God. Because you take that stand for the Lord, for what is right, God will cause nations to come to you. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The sixth verse in Isaiah 55, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Lord, the Lord will make his holy visitation. And that is the time to call upon him while he is near, to seek him while he may be found. He's making himself known to you. This is the time to seek the Lord. As Evangelist Khadijah began to sing that song, saying, hear my prayer, Lord. Hear my prayer.
Yes.
Glory to God. I know you've heard me pray before. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. There is a piece saying, if you don't come to my rescue, I'll be lost. Because Satan, he doesn't want me to endure. He doesn't want me to make it in.
Right.
Hallelujah. He's doing everything he can to stop me from doing your will, Lord.
Yes.
But please, Lord, hear my prayer. Glory to God. And come and see about me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you will come right now and just call on the name of the Lord, he's listening for your cry. If you would repent of all of your sins right now and ask the Lord to forgive you, he will hear your prayer and he will answer you. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what sins you committed. If you are willing to hearken to the Lord right now, if you're willing to ask God to forgive you, if you're willing to turn your back on the world and live for God, he will hear your cry and he will save you. Oh, praise be to God. He will come and rescue you out of the hand of the wicked one, that enemy, the one that's seeking whom he may devour. He's walking up and down through the earth, back and forth, to and fro, trying to find somebody he can pick off, somebody's life he wants to destroy. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Because Satan has a threefold purpose: to steal, to kill, and destroy. But you don't want him to steal your soul. You don't want him to kill you out or destroy you. Hallelujah. But come to the Lord right now. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Don't wait until it is too late. Praise be to God. Don't put it off, but cry to the Lord right now. Repent of all of your sins. Be godly sorry for the wrong you've done, oh, my Lord Jesus. And God will have mercy on your soul. God will bless you in a great and a mighty way. Praise be to God. The seventh verse says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Forsake those unrighteous thoughts. Forsake your wicked ways and return unto the Lord. Come back to the Lord and he will have mercy upon you and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon your sins. He will pardon you. He will take away your sins, oh, my Lord, and he will cast them into the bottom of the sea, in the depths of the sea. Oh, and he'll never remember them anymore. Oh, my Lord Jesus, if you were willing right now to forsake your way. For the Lord says in the 8th verse, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Don't think your ways are like God, because they are not. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So God's ways and his thoughts are so much higher than our ways and our thoughts. But we have to forsake our way. We have to forsake our thoughts, hallelujah, and go to God and seek him. Amen. He will lead us. He will guide us in the way we should go. As the Lord began to say through the prophet in the 10th verse, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. The same way the rain and the snow comes down from heaven, waters the earth, make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. God's word is so precious that when it goes out of his mouth, it shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which God please. Whatever he wants it to accomplish, that word is going to accomplish that. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto God, wherever God sends his word, is going to prosper. Hallelujah. God is going to set his approval on it, because the word that comes forth out of his mouth is sure. Hallelujah. And we can stand on the promises of God. He will never fail. He will never let us down. But he will always keep his word. Thank you, Lord. God's word is sure. Oh, praise be to God. It's unmovable. His word will stand forever. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. As he explained here how his word sends it out for the thing that pleases him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's going to be for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And I thank God for his word, because it is the word of God that saved my soul. Hallelujah. When I heard the word of God, my heart was pricked. Oh, thank you, Lord. God began to work on my heart and my mind. The word of God so powerful that it changed my heart. It changed my mind. I didn't want to do wrong anymore. Hallelujah. But I began to break down and repent before the Lord. Ask the Lord to forgive me
for the sins I had committed, dear Lord Jesus. And he had mercy on me. I began to forsake my way and my thought. Yes, hallelujah. I began to turn my back on the world. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And the Lord began to look down on me, a wretch and a sinner undone. And he forgave my sin. He had mercy on me. Oh, thank you, Lord. And he changed my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He came into my heart, and he gave me joy. He gave me peace. He gave me everything I needed. He converted me. And then he sanctified me, and he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And oh,
thank you, Lord.
What a great day it was. Oh, praise be to God. It was something I had never experienced before. Oh, when the Lord began to move on me. Thank you, Jesus. He gave me this determination to go all the way. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord had mercy on a sinner and a wretch like me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He looked down, amen, and he began to reach way down and pick me up, place my feet on solid rock. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He turned me around, changed my whole life, and I'm so glad about it. Glad to be on the Lord's side. I began to seek the Lord. I came to him. Hallelujah. Began to learn about him. Learn how meek and lowly he is. I began to learn how compassionate and loving he is. Hallelujah. I began to learn, oh, thank you, Jesus, just how great and mighty God is. Thank you, Jesus. And I learned how to fear God. Amen. I learned how to reverence God. Amen. To praise him and to honor him. Amen. Praise be to God. And I thank him for having mercy on my soul. And I thank God for you who are listening tonight. And I want to say to you that God's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. If you would take toward the Lord, if you take one step, he will rush to you. Hallelujah. If you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you. Glory be to God. But you have to come. He's calling you to come. He's calling you to come out of sin. Come out of shacking up. Come out of adultery. Come out of drugs and alcohol. Come out of it all. Whatever you're into, come on out of it. Hallelujah. Come and take his yoke upon you and learn about him. Learn his ways. Learn the things that he's pleased with, the things that he's not pleased with. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can't even think that we are accepted in the sight of the Lord. Praise God. But we have to learn what for God. Hallelujah. So this is why I believe Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. These are things we have to learn about the Lord so that we can be just like Jesus. Hallelujah. So that we can be meek and lowly in heart. So that we can walk upright before him and speak the truth in our hearts. To hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Tonight, this night, can be your night to be saved. You don't have to wait until tomorrow or next week, but tonight can be your night. Be saved. God wants to save your soul. Hallelujah.
He's listening for your cry. Will you seek him while he may be found? Hallelujah. Don't wait until the Lord has withdrawn from you. Don't allow it. Praise God. But while he's striving with you, while you feel him tugging on your heart, you hear him calling you, and you are trying to make up your mind or trying to decide to just go ahead and just do it tonight. Just make up your mind and give your life to Jesus. Just surrender to the Lord. Surrender to the will of God. Humble yourself before him and obey his voice. Hallelujah. If you know the Lord's been calling you, don't put it off any longer. Don't put it off any longer. It doesn't matter what you're trying to accomplish in this life. I want you to know that it's not even worth it. Praise God. If you don't have the Lord in your life, everything else is vain. It's all vanity. And I know some people, they have things that have a sentimental value, and they get all wrapped up and their heart all involved in these things. But when we leave here, we're going to leave everything behind. We're not going to take anything with us into the hereafter. When we die, all of those things that we held so dear or felt like we had a sentimental value to it, it was very sentimental to us. When we leave here and somebody come in and start going through all the things you left, I don't believe they're going to feel any sentiment. They're not going to feel the importance that you feel to the things that you have. So what I'm saying to you is don't let anything stand in your way. Don't hold on to anything, any person, any job, car, any house, whatever it is. You seeking the Lord while he may be found, calling upon him while he is near, seeking to be saved. Hallelujah. God, at this time, if there is anyone who desire to give your life to Jesus, right this moment, go ahead and repent in your heart and ask the Lord to forgive you and to save you. Just say to the Lord that you're sorry for committing sins against him. You're sorry for all the wrong that you've done, and you don't want to commit sin anymore. You don't want to do wrong anymore. Ask him to forgive your sins and to take your sins away, and he will do it for you. Hallelujah. And if you have fallen weak and you desire to have strength tonight, you can have that strength if you would seek the Lord, if you will give you the strength you need. Hallelujah. And if you are going through and being tried severely and you need God to intervene right now, hallelujah.
Yes.
If you believe God will work a miracle for you right now, well, glory be to God. God will come in, and he will give you that peace you need. He will give you that endurance. He will give you grace, and he will help you. He will carry you through. Well, glory be to God. If you're sick in your body, you're carrying affliction, and you've been diagnosed with a devastating disease or even an incurable disease, God can heal all diseases. God can heal all too hard for God.
He can speak the word and you will be made whole immediately.
Yes.
Because he's that kind
That's right.
God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to believe God and we're going to God in faith. We're going to touch and agree on the same things. And we're going to remember all of those who are on the prayer list who have special prayer requests tonight. We're going to God on your behalf. Oh, praise be to God. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us just focus on him right now. And we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us in this prayer.
So Lord, gracious Lord, we come before you asking that you will look upon us, O Lord, that you will touch
yes,
and bless, that you will look upon the souls of men, those who have heard the word of God.
Glory.
They want to be saved. They want to change the way of their life, the way they've been living. They want to do what's right. Lord,
yes,
we pray
Lord.
That you touch them right now, Lord. Touch
right
them,
now, Jesus.
Give up the things
help
of the
Lord.
World. To deny themselves, to call upon your name, to take
yes,
you at your word and believe you. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help them to believe on you as the scripture has said.
Help
them, Lord, to give their life unto you, to surrender right now, Lord. We know you're able to save them. You're able to deliver them. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. We trust you, Lord. We know you cannot fail. We know you're able to do all things, Lord. Your word is true, Lord. Help
word
us,
true.
Lord Jesus.
Help
them, Lord, to fall out with their ways. Help them to seek your faith and call upon your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let them realize that the time is running out. In the name of Jesus, help them, oh Lord, Lord,
Jesus,
right now, Lord, be merciful unto the souls. Help them, oh Lord, to deny themselves. Help them, Lord Jesus. You said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And you said, I will give you rest. In the name of Jesus, help them to come to you,
Jesus.
Lord. Help them, Jesus.
Help
that I pray right now, Lord, that you look upon those who are sick and afflicted, touch and heal their bodies,
touch
raise
Jesus.
Them up, oh Lord. We know you're a miracle worker. We know you're able to heal, Jesus. You're able to deliver, Lord.
Lord,
and they shall be healed, saved, Lord, and we shall be saved. Have mercy, Lord. In your mercy. We need you right now, Lord. Jesus. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody want to live the life
Jesus.
That you are calling for. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
In the
sanctify,
name of Jesus.
Oh Lord. Fill with the yes. Holy Ghost. Help
Will,
somebody
Jesus.
To give up the worldly ways. Help them, Jesus. Help them to run for their lives. Help Jesus. Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
We're depending on you. We know you're able tonight. Touch that heart, oh Lord. Touch
yes,
that
Lord.
Mind, Jesus. Oh, my God. Help them, oh Lord, to cry
yes,
out unto thee. Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord.
Have mercy, Lord.
With compassion. Touch them right now, Lord. Deliver their souls, oh Lord. Save the unsaved. Heal the sick, all those who are listed on the prayer list. Look on Andrew Marshall. Touch him right now, Lord. Heal
touch,
his
Lord.
Body, Jesus.
Heal,
we
Jesus.
Know you're able, Lord. You know all about it. You know his condition. You know the situation
you
know, in his life. You're able to change it. You're able to turn it around, Lord. In
yes,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, look on Dumas, touching right now, Lord. Heal
touch,
his
Lord.
Body, Lord. Save his soul. Be merciful unto him. We know you can do it, Lord. move in a mighty way. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover tonight. Touch, Lord, while we are praying, Lord, while we are waiting. We need you to come to our rescue. We need you to hear our cry.
We need you, Jesus.
Oh, my God, we are waiting. We are waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come, Lord. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, help somebody tonight, Lord. Jesus, we know you're able. We take you at your word, and we count it done, Lord, in faith, Lord. Our faith looks up to you. No other help we know. Oh, my God, we're depending on you, and we are taking you at your word. We know you can take us through. We know you can do everything. Oh, my God, heal, save, deliver, forgive sins, and blot out of transgressions. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the messenger. Oh, my God, we pray that you ever strengthen her and continue to send that anointing. Continue to have your way in her life. Help her, Jesus, make ways for her, Lord. Open up doors, Lord. Have thine own way. Let your will be done. And look on every listener that is on this broadcast tonight. You know their prayer. You know their situation. You're able to fix every situation. Fix it tonight, oh Lord. Have your way and let your will be done. And we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. This part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God, the beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. She was saying, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And then he is listening for our cry. And truly, this message was a call to seek the Lord, to come out of whatever we're in that is not pleasing to God, because he's listening for our cry. But we have to seek the Lord with our whole hearts. You know, she said we have to forsake our old ways, our old thoughts, the wicked ways, and go after him with our whole heart. This is the only way that he'll be found of us if we seek him. We got to seek him now. Some people, they might be waiting, thinking that they might have time, but it says, seek him while he may be found. So that means there's going to come a time where he will not be found. Now is the time to seek the Lord, forgiveness of your sins for whatever it is that you need him. Now is the time. I truly enjoyed the word of God coming through her. I truly enjoyed this broadcast. Just want to encourage Evangelist Hameen to keep on preaching the word of God. And Evangelist Maybell, do you want to open up the floor and give you space for remarks?
Praise the Lord. I do thank God for that precious word that came through Evangelist Hameen. That was beautiful. I tell you, she brought it out beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
There was no excuse in that day, because the word has gone out. And I tell you, we have to seek the Lord while he may be found. As it was forestated, it's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to seek him. You're not going to be able to find the Lord. But now is the time to seek him. To seek him as was first stated, with your whole heart to the Lord. And I believe that if you do that, I believe that God will deliver you. He's here. He's listening. He's listening for your cry. All you have to do is just cry unto the Lord. And the Lord, I believe he will hear your cry. When you cry out of your whole heart, as some of us did, glory to God. I tell you, I thank God, because when it came that time to call on Jesus, nobody had to call me up to the altar. I went up to the altar with my mind made up. I was not going to leave the church until I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I went there. That was in the afternoon. And after hearing the word of God, I went to that altar and I prayed from the afternoon service on down to the night service. But at midnight, a cry was made. I came through. Holy Ghost has taken control. I tell you, that was a wonderful, wonderful time in my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's something that I don't think I'll ever forget what God has done for me. And you will be the same way when Christ comes in your life, when he take control and fill your soul with the Holy Ghost. God knows you will not forget what he has done. You will praise the Lord for the great work that he has done in your life.
As
I forestated, it's not hard. People think it's hard, but it's not hard. It's just a matter of surrendering your life to God completely. And once you do that, the Lord will take control of you, and you will know for a surety that something has happened unto you. Glory to God. So we thank God for the message. I want to encourage you, Daniel Tommy, just keep on. Keep on hammering on that ball and continue to let the Lord have his way in your life, because the word of God is going out. It is being preached in its fullness, and I believe somebody is listening to the word of God. So at this time, those of you that can get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through. Evangelist Maybell, and I know we don't do this all the time, but if there's any minister on the line that may want to have remarks, you can text us. And the number to text is 410-209-7503. Or if the Lord touched you through the message, you can text as well. You know, like I said, we don't do it all the time, but if you want to, again, that number to text is 410-209-7503. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly thank God for the beautiful prayer, that anointed prayer, and also the exhortations and words of encouragement coming through Evangelist May. Thank God for Evangelist Khadija hosting the show in such a beautiful way as she does. Thank God for both of you. Thank God for all of our listeners. And I do need to apologize about the number that Evangelist Khadija just gave out. That phone got lost. So if you want to just call line, you're certainly welcome to do that. And the guest line number is 978-990-5270. And the access code 7946-408. So if you want to have remarks, you want to share something that the Lord did for you, you are welcome to dial in on our guest line to be on the broadcast. And I'll give that number again. The guest line is 978-990-5270, access code 7946-408. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, we just thank God for blessing us to be on this broadcast one more time. And I count myself blessed. It's a great honor to do something for the Lord. Praise be to God. And I'm happy to just be on the Lord's side, you know, because he didn't even have to consider me. He didn't even have to give me this opportunity. But I'm so glad that he did. Praise the Lord. I'm nothing, I'm nobody, that he would just look down on me and call me out, you know, but I just thank him for for having mercy on me and just giving me this opportunity. Praise the Lord. And I feel like telling more of what God has done, telling more people, telling them everywhere what the Lord has done in my life. Because sharing our testimony from one else, it can be a help in a way that we don't even know. Praise be to God. But just hearing what God has done for someone else, that can help somebody's faith where they might have been struggling. But when they hear you telling what God did for you, I'm telling you, it can encourage them in ways that you cannot even imagine. Praise the Lord. So I encourage you, anyone, to tell what God has done for you as often as you can. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you don't know how it can bless someone else. So again, you are welcome to use our guest call-in number and just call in and give your testimony or bear witness to the word of God. If you have a song, you want to sing a song, you can certainly do that as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you are welcome. We extend that invitation to you. But we do thank the Lord for the broadcast on tonight. We thank God for you, for your prayers, and for your support. Praise the Lord. We just thank God because it really means so much that you faithfully call in and you faithfully pray for us and support us. And we are thankful to the Lord. We want you to know that we are praying for you and just want to encourage you to continue to reach out. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for all of you. There may be someone on the line now who would like to have something to say. God bless you. You're live on the air. Okay, well, we just thank the Lord. Praise God. We just thank God for all things. And again, for the next show coming up on Sunday afternoon, 3:30, if you want to dial in on the guest line, you are certainly welcome to do so. So I think that was actually me because I was on the computer. So I think that's what the sound was because I was logging in on the computer and it made that sound. So that wasn't anyone but me. Praise God. But we do thank God for you. On Sunday, if you have a testimony, a song to sing, you can definitely call in on that guest line and be ready to go forth in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, before we end the broadcast, just want to see if there's anything else, Evangelist May, do you have anything additional?
No, that's it.
Amen. Evangelist Khadijah?
Not at this time, no.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for the broadcast, and this does conclude for this evening. And may the Lord bless you continually. May heaven smile upon you. Good night.